Yep, this episode is yet another installment in the College Storytime series. I'm just kidding, there's no such series, but this is a story that happened in college, okay? And I would like to classify this story as one of those solve the mystery type episodes, okay? So it's time for you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the mystery. Okay, one day after college, I was going home, and after my lecture ended, I exited the classroom, down the staircase, out the college gate, and I bounced, you know? I went straight home. Now, I have to introduce you to the concept of the Math Toots lecture. Now, regular listeners of this show might get fed up of listening to this concept for what I may say the third time. But let me tell you that it is important for new listeners that I introduce it because, you know, it makes a difference in the story, right? Okay, the Math Toots lecture for the third time for recurring listeners and for the first time for new listeners stands for Math Tutorials. It is a sort of extra lecture we had in our college, you know, just to solve extra math related sums. Okay, that's all you have to know for the purpose of this story. Okay, and so what happened in the Math Toots lecture is that it was always kept as an extra lecture. Okay, and our class had 5 batches. Okay, and so each of the batches had to attend one Math Toots lecture. Okay. TUTS, the short form for tutorials, once a week. So the TUT lectures happened 5 times a week. Simple enough, okay? So that day, when I just said that I had left and gone, I did not have my Math TUTS lecture, but a batch did have, whichever batch did have their Math TUTS lecture, went to their, lecture, scheduled a lecture, and attended it. Now, I'll tell you why I'm telling you this, because the next day, when I arrived in class, you know, like the main character protagonist, sitting at the last bench, looking outside the window, you know, what happened was, we got an announcement from the teacher, okay? Now I know college, the educators in college are called professors, and I'm calling them teachers. I'm just calling them teachers for the sake of simplicity, okay? All right, now that we're on the same page, let me continue with the story. So the teacher had an announcement for us. It was a female, right? And the teacher was female, right? And so what she said was that someone from our class had drawn inappropriate pictures on the board the previous day, you know, in the classroom that the Toots lecture took place, okay? Now, after hearing this information, everybody gasped, you know, like, huh? What? Oh my God, who did it? You know, basically, that was the sentiment that was shared in the entire classroom by a lot of people. And it was not, you know, you could say that everybody was surprised. And I was surprised too, you know, because this came as a shock, you know. The things that happen in college once you leave it, you know. Okay. So, it was very obvious that there was an imposter among us. Okay. Because according to the teacher, one of us did it. Now, there was no CCTV cameras inside the classroom, right? Now, I don't even know what CCTV stands for. Somebody please enlighten me. You know, it's so natural to use the word, the 4 letters CCTV in front of the word camera that, you know, as if it's supposed to make sense. It's like, oh yeah, CCTV. Oh yeah, that thing that, you know, that's stuck to the corner of the walls. Oh yeah, at the top. Yeah, that CCTV. Anyways. So, we did not have CCTV cameras inside the classrooms, any classrooms for that matter, but we did have CCTV, it just feels too long to say, you know, anyways, but we did have CCTV cameras in the hallways, in the college hallways, you know, put at certain places, okay, and so what happened was that, so according to the timeline of what had happened, the teacher told us this, that after all the batches of students had been left from their last lecture, and only the Toots batch worth of students were remaining for their lecture, and they had gone to their classroom, okay? And now before the teacher in charge for the Math Tutorial lecture walked in that time frame, what had happened is that somebody drew an inappropriate picture on the board, you know, with the chalk on a blackboard, right? On the board, and they had gone back to their place. And when the teacher walked in to teach their lecture, this huge drama happened. And then that's basically how it happened. And so it was very obvious that it was only our students from our class who were in the, you know, students from our class who were in the class who were responsible for this, or at least one of them who would be behind this, you know. So that was, that is, the summary for what happened. There are 120 students in our classroom, okay, in our class. And since I said we had 5 batches, if you divide 120 by 5, that gives you 24 students per batch, okay? So you can say that the teachers had narrowed down the suspect list to 24 students. But you would think that way, right? Because that is the most natural way to go about it. But you need to understand that students linger. It was not a strict school or a military camp where people are going around like sheep from one A to B, you know? Apart from the people who are designated to go to the classroom, there are other students also who linger around, you know. They are friends from the same class, different class, seniors, juniors, or somebody from the previous one, and the people are absent also. So if you think about it this way, you're basically like, you're not able to narrow down the suspect list. But there was a way to still narrow it down, okay? And the way to narrow it down was to check the CCTV camera or footage in the hallway. And every person coming out of the classroom during that time, you know, that time frame in that day when that incident had happened, would directly come onto the suspect list, you know, have a mugshot of them, you know, with a board, you know, I'm a criminal now, you know, simple. See, the thing is, I had already gone home that day before this entire thing had even taken place. I did not see the drawing. And by the time I came the next day, the blackboard was wiped clean. But judging by how enraged the teacher was, I can only assume how NSFW the drawing must have been, okay? I seriously wonder who had the lemons to do it, you know? So it was only natural that the faculty or the teachers who wanted to get down to the, you know, bottom of this, what they did was they spent hours looking at the CCTV footage and they pulled everybody to the staff room, every single student who they saw on camera who was exiting that classroom, and interrogated them, okay? And so let's just say that all 24 students, at least the minimum of the 24 students who were supposed to be in that classroom for that math tutorial lecture, were interrogated, okay? And so you can say that these 24 students shared a secret in the class, you know, because they were there when it happened. So they knew who did it effectively, but none of them snitched. You know, they did not reveal or expose who per se did it. The teachers, as usual, continued to ask again and again, you know, who is it? Who did it? Who's responsible? Who's the culprit? Who had the lemons to do this? But nobody stepped forward. So the teachers naturally placed a condition. A condition, you might ask? Yes, a very ultimatum, you can say, okay? Yeah, the teacher said, either reveal yourself, you know, the person who did it, or come forward, or the teacher would fail everyone in class. The entire class? Yeah, the teacher would fail the entire class. Now, how would they fail the entire class? Let's be a bit more specific. We had, out of all the 5 to 6 subjects that we were studying in our bachelor's degree course, one of them had internals. So, but the thing is, the teacher claimed that she would fail us in the internals. And apparently, if you fail in internals, you fail in the subject and stuff. So that is why that threat was, fear. You know, let's just say that it could be used as a very good fear tactic to instill fear. Now, days had passed and the interrogations had continued, but the disheartening fact was that nobody, absolutely nobody, stepped forward in the spotlight to take the blame. And let's just say that neither did the teachers knew who did it because of it. Now, before we continue, I want to ask you guys, the relatable listeners, whether you think it is fair or not that the teacher punishes the entire class for a deed that one student committed. We will get back to this question. Keep thinking. Okay, let's continue. My law teacher used to say that the person observing, you know, but not reporting the crime is as much of, as if not a bigger criminal than the person committing the crime itself, you know. So you can take it for what it's worth. So what happened eventually in the events of the story was that the teachers realized that fear mongering wasn't working, you know. In Good Cop, Bad Cop, the bad cop had failed them. So they had to use Good Cop. Okay? So it was time to go Good Cop. So the teachers tried to play the Good Cop to the best of their abilities. And what they did was, they said, if the culprit reveals themselves, they would get no punishment, no consequences done to them whatsoever. You know, irresistible offer, may I say, personally, you know, thinking of it, if I were the culprit, you know, like what, I get to reveal myself, my actions, and I get to go away scot-free. It feels like I've hit a jackpot, you know. So let's just say that the teachers at this point simply wanted to know who did it, you know. But the real question was, would the culprit take this opportunity, or would they fall for it and reveal themselves? Okay, now before we continue, our class is dominated by girls in terms of their sheer quantity, because the ratio of girls to boys in our class is 7:3. And so the chances of it, you know, mathematically being a girl was way higher than it being a boy. But you know how the sentiments of around these things are, right? We thought a boy did it, you know, naturally, because girls don't do indecent things like this, do they? Anyways, whoever did it did not come forward and reveal themselves, irrespective of this mouth-watering offer kept ahead forward by the teachers. And neither did anybody who knew who the person did it snitch on them, you know, so. After 2 weeks, it was unanimously decided by all the teachers that they would fail the entire class. You know, at this point, they were like, you guys are not coming forward, so we are going to come forward to fail you, okay? And so I asked you before, a few minutes ago, whether it was, fair to fail the entire class or punish the entire class for, you know, something a one person did, or, you know, 24 people did, you know, as in they knew, but they are not revealing it, you know. So let's just say, instead of one, let's put the 24. So should you think that the entire class of 120 be punished for something that maybe 24 were involved in, you know? Sure, you can argue that those 24 snitched to more people, but let me say, I need to say this, that I wasn't in one of them, even if they shared that name to anybody, you know. Just imagine the plot twist that I was the one who did it, you know. And I'm tricking you guys to find out, you know, that it's someone else, you know. No, I'm just kidding, honestly. I mean, I don't have the lemons to pull this off, and neither would I want to do such a thing in the first place. Anywho, something happened after 2 weeks, you know. I did not expect this, but the class was enraged. It was like they did not like the unfair punishment. You know, they shared the same sentiments as I did. All the shy people, nerds, goody-goody, you know, the people who like to, who are too sticky to the teachers and whatnot, they began to rebel and revolt. The teachers had successfully managed to make the students fight amongst themselves. You know, they created a divide. They divided the class into two parties. One party was who knew who did it but wouldn't tell, and the other who didn't knew but wanted the ones who knew to tell to expose them, because they didn't want the unfair punishment. The teachers were seriously following divide and rule, you know. I did not think that it would come down to this, you know, like that they would stoop down this low. But would this divide, you know, the real question is, would this divide reveal the real culprit? And most importantly, where was I in the midst of all this? Okay, so where was I? I was a loner, you know, who did not take part in this whatsoever. I was just a quiet observer, the anime protagonist, sitting on the sidelines and observing, you know. I went home early after the lectures when this entire incident's after effects or aftermath was taking place, because I realized that staying in college would just lead to more drama, or you would get stuck as a person who would be spotted on a crime scene for some other crime, depending on how the climate was after the incident. The class divide went on for a week, but the people who knew would not speak a word of who did it. You know, they were really strong on keeping themselves, you know, sealed off. And you know, it's safe to say that they really wanted to protect the individual. You know, I've never seen loyalty go this hard before. You know, maybe the student did not like the teacher at all, you know, and the other students also supported that particular student in her goal or something. And see, according to the students who were not telling the culprit's name, it was a student versus teachers, you know. These people had only one goal, and that goal was to win at all costs and to defeat the teachers. And most importantly, to get away with this. But the thing is, the teachers wouldn't let this slide, at least not this easily, because they may pretend to be okay on the outside, but I was attending the lectures, and after seeing the look on their faces, you know, the look of restlessness in their eyes and their passive-aggressive nature, it was very visible, to say the least. I knew that personally this war would go on for a long time, you know, at least until one of the parties caved in. At this point, we were 5 weeks deep into this incident, okay, and you can say that a month had passed and almost everyone had moved on, or at least I had, because I did not remember this actively and I was just attending my lectures regularly. I thought that the culprit had not been revealed and we were done with this matter for good. But that was soon about to change, because that morning the teacher walked into the classroom, you know, like she was galloping or something. She had a book in her hand and she had a huge smug smile on her face. And she walked straight up to her desk, kept the books down, and then she announced that the culprit has been caught. And the entire class lost it. They were like, what? What? Are you serious? What? It's been caught. Who is it? Who is it? Come on. Come on. Yeah, this can't be. And the entire class was going bonkers. You know, even I was dumbfounded by this revelation. And the teacher said that the person responsible, aka the culprit, was none other than a girl. Okay. And that girl in question was suspended for her actions. A student asked the teacher whether they would still fail us because the culprit has been caught. And the teacher said, yes, they would still fail us, you know, because according to them, we were siding with the culprit for a month or so. And so, yeah, we were still going to face the consequences, or the punishment to say. I was just wondering how they managed to find the culprit, you know. How did they struggle for 1 month straight and then out of the blue, they somehow managed to find the culprit out of thin air? Like, it didn't make sense. But just as I was having these questions in my mind, the teacher opened her mouth, her lips vibrated her vocal cords and exhaled air from her mouth in the form of the English language words and said that the girl herself came to the staff room and confessed to her crime, you know? And I was like, nah. I was speechless. Like, what happened? Like, why now? After a month, what changed? You know, something didn't make sense. Something didn't add up. Did she change her mind? I mean, she ought to have changed her mind. But what made her change her mind? All these questions were there in my mind, but it could only be answered by one person. And the one person was the girl herself. See, I am not a crime journalist or an extrovert. And moreover, she was on her suspension, you know. So the thing is, I could not ask her this, at least not in the considering my, inability to approach her and her inability to come to class because she was on a suspension. I don't remember how long she was suspended for. But let's just say that after however long she came, the entire class had completely forgotten about the incident and she managed to come right back into class and blend in as if nothing had happened, you know. The thing is that it's been a year since that incident and let's just say that I don't know her name nor her face again because I completely forgotten what had happened. Okay, so as I was saying, it's been a year since the incident and I was looking at the report cards or mark sheets. I think the entire class was very curious to see how they would be failed in that internal subject. And, you know, and let's just say that it was a lie, you know, it was an absolute lie and nothing more than a lie. Okay. No, our marks was not tampered with. Okay. Nobody was failed. And we all got, like, you know, a good optimistic marks in our internals. Okay. So they were simply fear mongering. Okay. That's all they did. Okay. Looking back, I can only assume what must have happened. One of my assumptions is that she hated the teachers because they must have picked on her, you know. And so in order to remove out her frustration or hate towards her teachers, what she did was she drew ill images of them for herself on the blackboard. But what, you know, that was all that she had her intention set on. But it unintentionally, it led to becoming into a movement of sorts that rebelled against the teachers for the wrong reasons. You know, she implicitly, unconsciously became the leader. You know, she stood for something wrong. You know, she implicitly encouraged the wrong things to the masses, let's just say. And maybe she didn't realize it at first, but over time, as the consequences played out and the cards were dealt, she realized the bigger picture and what was exactly happening. That her one small action had led to such big consequences. And partly she was responsible behind all of this, you know. She maybe realized that she did not want to condone such a thing to others, you know, to do such a thing. I know, I see the best in people. But still, she realized what she must have done wrong. So she went to the teacher and ended what she had unknowingly started. The end.